Now we have come to the sixth chapter of Bodhichaya Avatara, and this is on patience, the anger and the group of emotions that's related with anger and hatred is seen as the direct opposite of bodhicitta. So therefore, in order to work or get rid of anger, we need to practice patience. So therefore, this chapter is presented in kind of three sections, how to let go of anger, how to meditate or practice patience, and how to respect the sentient beings in these three points. The first one is all the good works gathered in a thousand ages, such as deeds of generosity and offerings to the blissful ones, a single flash of anger shatters them. Now there are lots of some debates on this, but it says here that even the positive deeds that we have done for kalpas, for centuries, if you have one very strong anger or hatred, and that will vanquish them all, destroy them all. And some people say that because the positive deeds that's done with your body, it can be nullified, can be destroyed, if your mind becomes extremely negative. So therefore, something that becomes very strongly negative, like anger or hatred, can destroy negative, positive deeds done for a long time. I think the more important thing here is to say that, you know, even lots of good things that you have done, but if you are overpowered by a very strong hatred, you know, in one moment, this can cause so much destruction, you know. Sometimes people do completely crazy things and completely, you know, unheard of negative things when they are overpowered by anger and hatred. They kill people. They destroy other people. They destroy themselves. You know, they even sometimes, you know, hurt themselves and hurt others. Even the most precious thing that you have, you know, even the things you break when you're angry, you even hurt yourself, you even hurt your most loved people. So therefore, anger is very, very destructive. And this is something we need to understand very clearly. That's why it is said like that. I don't know whether all the positive things that we have done is completely nullified because of one anger or not. But anger is something extremely negative, extremely powerful, powerfully negative, can bring lots of destruction and harm and misery and problem to others as well as yourself. So therefore, you have to be extremely careful about this. That's why this stanza number 2 says, no evil is there similar to anger, no austerity to be compared with patience. Because there is no evil or no negative thing that's equal to anger. Out of all the negative emotions, anger is the worst. Sometimes it is said that we have, you know, different glaciers, ignorance, attachment, jealousy and envy, pride and arrogance, and then anger and hatred. All others, you know, ignorance is very, very bad. It's the source of our samsara. As long as we have ignorance, we cannot be completely free from samsara. But, you know, neither it is so easy to get rid of, nor it is that much destructive as well. You know, it's the basis of problems, but it doesn't bring a kind of suddenly huge destruction to yourself and others. So is the attachment. Attachment has some good sides and some bad sides. We need to work on it, because if you completely allow your attachment to overpower you, then it can bring suffering and pain to yourself and others also. Same with all other emotions. But anger, there's no good thing coming out of it. And if you are really overpowered by anger, strong anger and hatred, you can create so much havoc for yourself and others, and can land yourself in big, big trouble. So therefore, it is often said that when you are caught up with strong anger, you should do something, you should act immediately. You know, sometimes it's said that, you know, as if your hair catches fire. If your hair catches fire, you don't call the, you know, fireman. You know, you immediately do something, you know, you immediately run and put water or something like that. You have no time to lose. You immediately act. He says that, the Buddha said that one should do like that when hatred and anger comes into your mind. Otherwise, it will create havoc. Another example used in the sutras is like if suddenly a poisonous snake falls on your lap, then also, you know, you kind of immediately jump up and, you know, scared and, you know, things like that. So in this way, you should act when you have when you are possessed with anger and hatred. So therefore, because anger is the most negative emotion, so therefore, patience is the most, you know, positive practice. So therefore it says, no austerity to be compared with patience. Steep yourself therefore in patience, in various ways, insistently. So therefore, we need to try to learn how to practice patience and do it in many different ways, and insistently, you know, perseveringly, because just by, you know, understanding some techniques or having one or two instructions, even if you understand that, it will not necessarily, you know, completely free yourself from anger and hatred, because it's a very strong emotion. It can bring lots of, you know, you can be very much posit with that, and you can say that I have the right to be angry. I have the, you know, I need to be angry because it's so bad and things like that. Those tormented by the pain of anger never know tranquility of mind. So one of the first, sometimes people think that I need to get angry because somebody did something wrong to me. But the main reason that you get angry, if you think properly, when somebody does something wrong to you, is because that will disturb you, that will make you unhappy, that will make you hurt. And I don't want to be hurt, and I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to be unhappy. That's why you get angry. So if that is the case, you know, the main reason that you get angry is because you don't want to be hurt, you don't want to be harmed, then you must understand that there's nothing more hurting or more harming yourself than the anger itself. As it says, you know, those who are tormented by the pain of anger. Anger is painful. Anger is not joyful. Nobody says that, you know, I was so angry this morning and it was so nice. You always say, it was such a bad day because I had to be so angry, you know. And also, and because of that, when you have anger, you have no peace of mind. The tranquility of mind is vanished when there is anger. Never know tranquility of mind, you know. A person possessed by anger, as long as that anger is there, you have no peace, you have no tranquility, you are not joyful or happy. Strangers they will be to every pleasure, they will neither sleep nor feel secure. So someone who is really completely possessed by anger, he has no more pleasure. He cannot joke, he cannot, you know, laugh, you know, he cannot have a peace of mind. He becomes a stranger to the pleasures of the life, and even if you are really caught by anger in a big way, hatred, then even it's difficult to sleep. And so of course there is the feeling of insecurity, feeling of, you know, wanting to do something destructive. So therefore, you know, it's something very painful. And because the reason why you have anger is because something happens that hurts you and that makes you unhappy. And that's why you are angry. Even those dependent on their Lord for gracious gifts of honors and of wealth will rise against and slay a master who is filled with the wrath and hate. Why the anger and hate is not good for you? First, it destroys your own peace of mind and your own tranquility. Next, it will cause others to do negative things to you, harm you. You know, even if, you know, if you are a lot of, you know, many people, for instance, many dependents, and you give them food and drink and, you know, wealth and things like that, and you are angry at them all the time, you are not kind to them, you are, you know, doing, you know, things in a, you're reacting in an angry way towards them, they will not be happy. Even if you give them wealth, even if you are, you know, you are the source of their survival, you are their master, even then, even if you provide them like food and drink and accommodation and things like that, even then, if you are acting angrily and hatefully and unkindly, these people will revolt against you. They don't like it. They can even kill you because of your anger. So therefore, if you have a wrath, hate, if you are filled with wrathfulness, hatefulness, and anger, and because you are angry, so you scold and you say things which hurts people, and you do things that harms people's emotions and their feelings. So therefore, they never like it. Then they don't like it to the extent that they can actually kill you, even if you are source of their survival. And this has happened in history. This has happened many times. So it's something not just theory. His family and friends he grieves, and is not served by those his gifts attract. No one is there, all in all, who being angry lives at ease. So even your own family members, you know, and your own friends are not happy if you're angry. He's not served by those his gifts attract. Even if you give gifts, you are generally generous on things like that also. But if you are always angry and hateful, then people hate you. People don't like you. And no one is there, all in all, who being angry lives in peace. So therefore, it's neither good for yourself, from within yourself. You brings unhappiness. You brings disturbance to your tranquility, and it's painful. And also you bring pain to the others around you because of anger. They suffer. They feel bad. Even your friends, you make them your enemy, or at least not friends anymore. You can't even, if you are angry and hateful all the time, then even your most loved ones would not like to be with you. And even you harm them and you hurt them. So therefore, there's no one in the world who lives happily because he has too much anger. So this is something very important to understand. this is something that we need to know at the outset, that because there are lots of people who think that anger is something that is maybe not so good, but necessary. There's some good sides to it. There's no good side to it. It's very destructive, very bad, all the time bad, and all the time, you know, bringing something negative. There are other things which can, all the good sides that you think the anger can give, can be brought with compassion and others much more and much strongly. So this is the understanding. So this is sentence number 5. Thank you.